This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Meet Friday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Quite a spread if you're watching on Peacock. The Traegers are fired up and so are we. It's a Meet Friday with seafood. We got crab cakes, glazed salmon, and garlic mashed potatoes. It could be the final supper for Fritzy or Paulie. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Music theme today has been songs from the 80s. We got to pick one song. Coming up, Charles Barkley will stop by. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. And also our radio affiliates around the country as we inch closer to 400 cities around America that carry this program. Congrats to the Lions. That was an impressive win last night. And Jared Goff and company go into Lambeau and pick up the victory. Thanks to a really good running game, David Montgomery, the former Bear, goes for 121 and 3 touchdowns. In 7 previous games against the Packers, Montgomery had a total of 3 touchdowns. He had 3 last night. And Jared Goff has now defeated the Packers 4 consecutive times.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, here comes stat of the day, yeah, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Sunday night on NBC and Peacock, it'll be the Kansas City Chiefs, favored by 9 against the Jets. 877-3DP Show, operator Tyler standing by. Looking at some of the NFL lines this weekend, you have the Falcons and the Jags. Falcons are getting 3. That's in London. Just to remind you of that, you might be, oh my God, the game already started. So that's 9:30 from London. The Dolphins getting 2.5 against the Bills. The Ravens getting 2.5 against the Browns. Broncos favored by 3 in Chicago. Patriots getting 6.5 against the Cowboys. Chiefs giving 9 against the Jets. Is there a most watchable game out of the NFL and a least watchable game? And you can't say the Broncos and the Bears is the least watchable because there's a whole lot riding on that. Paulie?
Oh, let me go. You know, Rams-Colts doesn't excite me. I'm going to say, as far as that, okay, if I were tuning in, I probably wouldn't put the Rams-Colts on. They haven't been very fun this year. Anthony Richardson, I think, is still out for the Colts.
Yeah.
I'm a Minshew guy, but it's not that exciting. That's my worst.
Okay. All right. Is there another one that stands out? Yes, Todd.
Unless you're curious who's going to get the first win, Minnesota-Carolina is pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay and the Saints isn't great either.
No Bryce Young, I don't think, either.
Yeah, I don't think Bryce Young is back. But, yeah, you got two games where you have all the teams are winless. Yes, Seton.
Falcons, Jaguars?
I think it's a good game because, well, I like the Falcons, and the Jags got to win this game. Yeah. Like, it can get away from you, and this is a team that, you know, I think a lot of people had high expectations for them in the division and certainly with MVP ballot as well.
Feels like Ravens-Browns have played each other four times already this year.
That's true.
I'm like, how many times this year are they going to play? Right,
why are the Patriots only getting 6.5? I mean, the Cowboys are coming off an embarrassing loss. I guess, you know, the Patriots' defense is very good. And this is where Bill Belichick, you know, Bill Belichick would take away your best weapon. That was always the, well, you know, Belichick, he's going to take away your best weapon. I never understood. If you're the coach on the other team, you know he's going to do that. So then how do you do something that counteracts him trying to take away your best weapon? Do you just go, yeah, he's going to take away our best weapon. Nothing we can do. He's Bill Belichick. Who are you taking away? The best weapon on the Cowboys is Micah Parsons. That's where you run the ball right at Micah Parsons. I kept saying this. This is what the Jets should have done. Run right at Micah Parsons. Take that weapon away. Take that threat away. But I do think, you know, Miami and Buffalo, there's a lot riding on that. And Baltimore and Cleveland is fun as well. Yeah, Paul.
I'm oddly interested in Cardinals at 49ers. The line is huge. It's 14 points. The Niners should wax them. But the Cardinals are lightly lovable because of what they've done so far this season.
Yeah, I like the Josh Dobbs story.
Yeah.
I mean, they've played well. I have Cardinal fans who remind me, you say we're the worst team in football. Yeah, you're up there. You're in the conversation. You guys are blowing it. You guys are playing too well. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Do you want Caleb Williams or not? Gosh. Yes, Marv.
Outside of our bet, Broncos Bears is horrendous.
Oh, man, it's so good. It's so bad, it's so good.
It's no good.
The bet makes it great, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's by far the game I'm most looking forward to.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, Paulie.
The over-under is not that bad in that game. It's 46.
Okay, we're getting some fireworks.
Some fireworks.
Yeah, we are.
Ugh.
Okay. Does Justin Fields score a rushing touchdown in this game?
Unfortunately, that's probably the only one he's going to score.
It might be.
How about a passing one?
You know what? At this stage, if I'm a Bears fan, I'll take a rushing touchdown from Justin Fields. I'm going to say he rushes for two touchdowns. Yeah. Against that Broncos D.
All right. Buccaneers-Saints. Who's watching Buccaneers-Saints? Over-under's 39.5. Ooh.
Oh, I thought you were saying the number of people. 39.5. I was going to go under.
Friends and family.
Yes, Todd.
Is Carr okay? Mayfield-Carr could be a kind of a fun matchup. Division game. I don't know. It's not the worst in the group.
Come on. Like, if you're doing the elevator pitch and you're going to sell this to me, like, you're going to go, I don't know, Baker Mayfield.
Baker, you got to say it a certain way. Baker Mayfield.
Mm.
Derek Carr.
Mm.
The NFC South is up for grabs.
Mm. Mm. Kansas City against the Jets. Lightly curious, Marvin.
Because of Tay-Tay.
Taylor, and you'll be there working. You're working for NBC on the sideline.
I'm going to see if I can try to find her.
Yeah. Oh, somebody's going to find her if she's there. Yeah, yes, John Seton.
But then once she's not there,
ooh.
Dot, dot, dot.
Okay, who thinks Taylor will not be there?
How long? That was a blowout against the Bears, and she was there deep into the second half.
Well, she had to wait for her man after the game.
Right.
She couldn't leave.
They should have let Kelsey leave at halftime. That would have been nice to a bro.
Wait, but when did he score his touchdown? Wasn't that later in the second? Was in the second half he scored his touchdown?
Was that planned so she would stay?
Yes. Yeah. I think Mahomes realized that Taylor's going to leave. Let me get him a touchdown.
He's like, dude, can you get me one?
Yeah, come on. Yeah,
I'm trying to impress my girl.
I got my girl up there. I told you there were reports that she was sitting on his lap. Then I saw a photo. My sources.
Must be real.
Yeah. I don't have sources in sports, but, you know, when it comes to, you know, stuff like this, I got some great sources.
Stay in your lane.
Yes, Todd?
Kelsey has got a touch on middle of the third quarter in that game against the Bears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, come on. She's going to leave, dude. You got to throw me a touchdown. All right. Yes, Marv.
Do you think Taylor calls him, like, something like Travy? Like, I hope Travy scores this one.
Ooh. Are they to the nickname stage yet in this relationship?
No. Not even close.
But she met mom, though. She sat next to mom.
Yeah. It is a little weird. Nobody introduces your parents, like, right away.
Yeah, that's not good.
Mm-mm. That's weird.
Yeah, that's not good. No.
But I guess there's no choice. Like, if mom goes to all your games and then you're in the skybox, it's kind of like, it's not like they went to dinner, you know?
Yeah.
Like, come over to mom's house this Sunday for a Sunday dinner. Yeah. They didn't do that.
Yeah. Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yes, Paulie.
Best looking person in the building. Jets versus the Chiefs.
Zach Wilson.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I was going to get to that.
I'm a real boy.
Once again, I still maintain that Taylor Swift, if she shows up, she loves Travis Kelce because she's willing to sit through Zach Wilson playing quarterback for the Jets. That is love. Yes, Marv.
Does Joe Namath go to the game?
I don't know.
Show some support?
No, he has no support for Zach Wilson. Yes, Paul.
It's funny. I listened to that Joe Namath interview, and they asked him about it, and he's pretty casual about it. He didn't go scorched earth, but he even said, get him out of there.
That's like, scorched earth. He doesn't want him there. He wants him in Kansas City to be a backup quarterback with Patrick Mahomes.
Well, we talked about old guys give honest opinions.
Well, he is 80, and you're allowed to. Once you get to be 80, like Lou Holtz and Joe, who would have thought? In a week's time, we'd be talking about Joe Namath and Lou Holtz with quotes. What century is this? A couple of phone calls in here. John in Chicago. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dippy. Thanks for taking my call. Long time, half a dozen caller, 5'11", soft, 205.
Soft.
Just want to say thank you for 3 hours that you guys do the show as a truck driver. You guys make my 3 hours during your show go very smooth and easy. I feel for Paulie as a Bears fan that if they go 0-17, poor Paulie is going to be without meat Fridays. But I got a hook proposal for you guys, Seton, Marvin, and you, Dan, on the bet.
Okay.
If it ends up in a tie, and if it ends up in a tie, even in overtime, if no one wins, would you guys willing to give up Meat Friday until there is another tie during the NFL season?
No, John. I'm going to give up one Meat Friday.
That was the original idea, was we couldn't do it since until there's another tie. However, that would kind of kill Meat Friday for many months.
Yeah. And once again, if the Bears or Broncos go winless, then you don't get Meat Friday until the following season when the regular season starts. Even a win in preseason doesn't help. Yes, Paul?
There have been 7 tied games in the NFL in the past 6 years.
Okay.
We're due.
Yeah, we're due. Greg in Columbus. Good morning, Greg. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan. Happy Meat Friday.
Thank you, Greg.
Second time, long time. So I'm an Ohio University grad. Our marching band was known as the Marching 110. And I realized, you know, every university's marching band does have its own unique nickname. So I thought Crappensburg State had to follow suit, or maybe I should say follow toot. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, ready to make a splash. It's the Crappensburg State Trotting Turtles.
The Trotting Turtles. All right. Thank you, Greg. Man, there's a lot of people who've given a lot of thought to Crappensburg State.
Way more than I thought was possible.
Yep.
Definitely appreciate the effort, though.
Yeah. Jeff in Syracuse. Good morning, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Got a question for you. I was listening earlier. You gave the lines on many games over the weekend, but I did not hear the over-under from DraftKings on a number of times that NBC shoots up to the box to see Tay-Tay on Sunday.
Okay, if she's there, do we want to establish an over-under the number of times Taylor Swift will be on?
Do you want me to find from the last game?
How many times she was shown?
I think I can get that.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be curious. If I said 15 times, would you take the over?
Well, she's going to be shown at least once before kickoff.
Yeah. Every time Travis Kelce does something well, which is usually quite often, is 15 too low, over, under?
That's a lot to me.
Cutaways to Taylor.
15 feels like a lot.
Well, if the game's not good.
Yeah. That feels like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Butch in New Jersey. Hi, Butch. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Good morning. 5'10 and a half. And the stout delivery guy, 265.
Stout.
I'm a proud alumnus of the Crappensburg State Culinary School. Okay. Where when we baked their bread, they taught us how to pinch the loaf properly.
All right.
Not bad.
Thank you, Butch.
Okay, you put in some work to get there.
Yeah, he did. He did. All right. There was a big windup, but he delivered his strike there. Pinch a loaf. The culinary school at Crappensburg State. And then we found out that the founder of Crappensburg State, Thomas Crapper, is the one who invented the toilet. And his birthday was yesterday.
Dean Thomas Crapper.
Dean Crapper. It is amazing the number of T-shirts we have sold with Crappensburg State. And we haven't even brought out the baseball team at Crappensburg State.
We haven't. We're working on the Double Deuce, too.
Double Deuce.
Just the bar on campus.
Yeah, on campus, yes. What is it? Well, here was another one. I woke up in the middle of the night. My wife goes, what are you doing? I go, I got to write this down. And she goes, why? I go, it has to do with Crappensburg State. She goes, what? I go, yeah, never mind. I'll tell you in the morning. I said, where the university is located is Turdy Turd and Second, I think, would be the address for Crappensburg State.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to write this down.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Dan, it's 2:43 in the morning. Go back to bed.
Yeah. Turdy Turd and Second. Okay. We're going to take a break. Charles Barkley is set to join us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Wolf and Shepherd. Man, these are great shoes. You've probably seen them on Gronk or Steve Nash, Aaron Andrews, Maria Sharapova, all the beautiful people, and yours truly. They started with the crossover, so it's a classic dress shoe. At least that's the style. But the feel is an athletic shoe, so it's the crossover. It looks great, feels great. They didn't stop there. The Cruise line, cutting edge of casual, styles made to be worn every single day, and the comfort to be able to do that. Designed in Los Angeles, crafted from premium Italian leather in Portugal. These are made and worn by athletes. These are shoes that are changing the future of footwear. Never sacrifice style for comfort again with Wolf and Shepherd. Dive into the future of footwear. Discover what shoes were always meant to be. Check out the crossover. Check out the Cruise line as well. And you'll find out what Gronk and Steve Nash and Maria Sharapova, Aaron Andrews, and yours truly found out. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, A young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Music from the 80s, the theme. Todd, is this yours?
It is not. Oh, it is. Is it?
Whose is this, Marvin?
It is. It's one of the 18 options that Fritzy sent me.
Oh, my first choice was The Spinners, Working My Way Back to You, Babe.
Oh, okay. Didn't even know your song that you
I did
submitted.
Not.
Who is this?
This is the SOS Band.
Oh, my SOS Band choice was, Baby, We Can Do It, Take the Time, Do It Right. That was my choice.
Oh, my God. Charles Barkley joining us. Charles, good morning. How are you?
First of all, the SOS Band didn't sound like that thing I just heard. Damn.
Your favorite 80s band. Do you have one?
Well, my favorite band all time is a rap group called Public Enemy. That's my favorite rap group band. And Aretha Franklin's my favorite singer after that. So that's you know, Dan, I'm old, man. You know, I love that music from it. That was my day, my heyday.
Yeah, but those are different artists there. If you go to a Public Enemy concert or you go to Aretha Franklin, you're probably having different people. Your audience is different.
Yeah, that's 100%. But it was something. It's something about Public Enemy that always hit me in my soul. If you actually listen to their words, they were way ahead of their time. And I just love those guys.
You remember your first concert?
I think my first concert was Phil Collins.
Okay.
I think our coach, when I was playing at Auburn, he took us, I think we were playing Kentucky, and he took us to see Phil Collins. And I didn't know anything about Phil Collins. You know, it's kind of like, The Eagles are my favorite band. I've been traveling with the Eagles for the last 30 years. I'm getting ready to go see them actually on their last tour at like November the 3rd. I think they're in Atlanta. I've seen them 50 times. I've been with those guys even before Glenn Frey passed away. But they're the kind of band like Billy Joel or Phil Collins. You don't even know all the good songs they sing until they start singing them. Because like I say, we didn't even want to go see Phil Collins. And then when he started singing songs, I'm like, oh, he sings that. Oh, he sings that. It's the same way when I started going to see the Eagles about probably 35 years ago. I go see the Eagles probably 5 to 7 times a year.
Yeah. I know you're going to the Auburn game. How close do you think you got to convincing Auburn to bring in Deion Sanders to be your coach?
That's a great question. I made it publicly and privately known that I wanted Deion. That's all I could do. I really wanted Deion at Auburn because I think wherever he goes, he's going to be successful. He's just that great of a coach and a person. But you know what? I have to be careful with that, Dan. We hired Hugh Freeze, and I'm all in on Coach Freeze. But I really want Deion at Auburn. But like I say, we got Coach Freeze now, and I got to support him 100%.
I guess sum up what has happened at Colorado this year with Deion. How would you describe it?
It's what I know that Deion was going to do. Like, he has the it factor. Like, first of all, he's a really great person. You know, I think sometimes we see people their persona and don't understand and listen to them. But I tell you, man, he's a great coach. He got a great staff. He reminds me a lot of Nick Saban. And I think Nick Saban's the greatest coach ever. He's not afraid to hire great assistants. You look at Deion's staff, I think everybody on his staff either played or been a head coach somewhere. Mm. And see, I think what separates Saban, a lot of coaches are cowards, Dan. They're afraid to hire good coaches because they worry about their job. If you're secure in your coaching, you hire good assistants because you can't do everything. You can't do everything. You can't run the special teams, coach the offense, coach the defense, coach the linebackers, coach the offensive line. You have to hire good assistants. And I think that's what Nick Saban does better than anybody else. And when you look at Deion's staff, everybody's been a head coach in college or the NFL, and that's why he's going to be successful.
When you were at Auburn, so Frank Thomas was at Auburn, Bo Jackson at Auburn. Were you guys there at the same time?
Yes, we were there all about 3 years of college. I was with those guys. And me and Frank got treated like crap, just for the record. I want to make that perfectly clear. Because Auburn, as much as I love Auburn, they don't, until Bruce Pearl got there and Sonny Smith, they never cared about basketball. Like, you know, I used to go out. People would knock me out the way to get to Bo Jackson. It didn't bother me at the time. It bothered me later. Like, even when I go back down there now, if I'm with Bo, they're going to knock me out the way to get to Bo Jackson. You know, but football's just King Kong down there. I mean, that's just how it is. Yeah. But that's the South, though, Dan. You know how the South is. Alabama, Georgia, Florida. I mean, football is just king.
Did you realize what you were seeing with Bo Jackson?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw Bo play in high school. We had a really good high school team. And one Friday night, we went and played Bo. And the one thing that people don't understand about Bo, you know, like most guys get bigger and stronger as they grow and get to high school, get to college. Bo was the same size his whole life. And we played them. And I'm not even exaggerating, Dan. Every time he touched the ball, he either scored or came close to scoring. He was so big, so strong, so fast. And I tell people, one of the great joys of my life was getting to go watch Bo Jackson play football every weekend.
But you didn't play football.
I played one day. Then I realized I realized they were hitting out there. Hey, you know, it's only two sports where you can't fake it. Boxing and football. If you step on a football field or in a boxing ring, bad stuff can happen to you. You can fake basketball. I mean, we got some guys out there softer than baby crap. But you can't fake football and you can't fake boxing. I played one day, Dan, and then it was bad coaching too because he put me on the defensive line. I just ran full speed into a dude for 2 hours. I had no idea what we were doing. And like, seriously, he came to me later. He says, I should have put you at tight end or linebacker or something like that. But he put me on the defensive line because those were really the only two spots, the offensive line and the defensive line. Those were actually the only two spots on a football team that actually work all the time.
But if you were going to put together a football lineup from basketball players.
Well, please don't say LeBron. This dude be making me so mad thinking he can play football. Yeah, he played football in high school because he was bigger than everybody else. What's one thing about the pros? You're not bigger or faster than anybody else. I will tell you something, though. I think my guards, like 6'2", 6'3", they would make like a Russell Westbrook, somebody like that. Guys like that built sturdy.
Yeah.
I think they would make great wide receivers or safeties.
Well, I could see Russell Westbrook as a strong safety, a defensive.
No question. You know, I love that guy as a player. And if he had played football, he would have been all pro as a safety or a corner.
Yeah.
But I think most of the guards who were fast and quick, like a Kevin Johnson, you know, I think, guys like that, I think they could have been a wide receiver or a safety or a corner. But let's be honest, most of my NBA players, they're not tough enough to play football. They're not. No disrespect to them. We have way more talent now. Don't get me wrong. But as far as that going out there, just knocking the hell out of somebody every play, basketball players aren't built like that.
Talking to Charles Barkley, the Hall of Famer, your reaction when you heard the Bucks were getting Dame Lillard was what?
Well, I think that made them the favorite in the Eastern Conference. You know, to be honest with you, Dan, I thought that was a good trade for all three teams. I thought it was a good trade for all three teams. But the big winner were the Milwaukee Bucks. And, you know, I hope it keeps Giannis in Milwaukee his entire career. And I pull for Dame to win the championship. I pull for guys who haven't won the championship to win the championship. Because the one thing you don't want to be, you don't want to be on the crap list. When you guys say, great, great player, but he never won anything. And, you know, I'm on that list. You know, me, Carl, and Patrick, and those guys who are all great Hall of Fame players. But it sucks when people try to minimize your achievements. So I really hope Dame can get him a championship in Milwaukee. But I hope the main thing, it keeps Giannis in Milwaukee his entire career.
Yeah, I think what the Suns did is kind of sneaky. They needed depth there. What concerns you about the Suns?
Nothing. They got everything they need. But
are
I will
the team
tell you
to beat out West.
They're in the conversation. I love what the Lakers did this summer. I loved what the Lakers did. And also, you can't disrespect the Nuggets. I think they lost a couple of key pieces. That's the only thing that concerned me about the Nuggets. But you got to really love what the Lakers have done and the Suns have done. But those three teams, don't forget Sacramento now. Sacramento should have beat the Warriors. But in the East, it's the Celtics and the Bucks. Yeah. They're head and shoulders above everybody in the East.
How frustrating is it when you face somebody like the Joker, and he doesn't do anything special, but you look at the stat sheet and you go, oh my God, like he had that. I mean, he's not fast, he can't jump, but he understands the game. Would you rather face a guy who had incredible athleticism, or the guy you're going, this drives me crazy because he doesn't do one thing better than me?
Well, he reminds me of Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, because neither one of those guys you would say had exceptional athletic ability, but they are two of the greatest players ever because of hard work and brains and work ethic. And I've told people they're the two most important people in NBA history because they saved the NBA. Every time I see Magic and Bird, I say, thank you for making all us. You know, they saved the NBA. If it weren't for those two guys, I mean, obviously Michael took it to another level, but if it weren't for Magic and Bird, none of us would be around today. But he reminds me of Magic and Bird. They didn't have exceptional athletic ability, but they're two of the greatest ever. And to answer your question, I always wanted to play against really athletic guys because most of them were dominant rocks, first and foremost. And because they always played the game on athletic ability.
Yeah.
They never used their brains.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can get through athletic ability in high school, you can get through athletic ability in college, but the problem is when you get to the NBA, you're not going to be more talented than LeBron or Michael or Kevin Durant or Devin Booker or Jason Tatum. That's the problem. So I used to love playing against athletic guys because you can outsmart them, but they just want to run and jump. They don't use any of their brain cells. I used to tell people, I used to hate Jeff Turner at Vanderbilt. I used to hate him. They box you out every play. I'm like, yo, man, can we just run and jump and get the rebound? I don't want to wrestle with you. Then when you play against a Kentucky or a Florida, it became an athletic contest. And then you can really do your thing. I used to hate to play with them. Them guys who box you out every play, every time I saw Vanderbilt, like, damn. They're gonna block me out every play. They're not gonna be careless with the ball. They're gonna make those simple little basic passes. I mean, I used to hate playing against the smart kids, Dan. I really did.
How you doing gambling with the NFL?
I'm doing good. The Lions, man. Hey, I've been on the Lions for like I started on the Lions. You know, Dan, you got to answer me to Dan Campbell. I'm the biggest Dan Campbell fan in the world. I've been on his bandwagon for like over a year now. I started betting on the Lions like the last 6-7 games last year. I had them against Kansas City. They screwed me against the Saints, but they made up for it last week and last night. But I love Dan Campbell. He just seems to me, anybody who loves their sport, I got love and respect for them. And, you know, I had them last night. And let me tell you something, man. I'm going to drive to New York and beat the hell out of whoever stopped that damn Marlins game last night. I had the Marlins last night. They had a three-hour rain delay and screwed me out of my money, Dan, and say they're not going to play the game unless it's necessary next Tuesday. I was like, I cannot believe. I was like, I'm going to take the Marlins. They've lost two or three in a row. They're going to win going into the weekend. And I'm sitting there. I'm going back and forth. It's 2-1, and then there's a rain delay. And then 3 hours later, there's a rain delay. And don't normally they call the game if after five innings and award somebody a win?
Are you going to Vegas for the Super Bowl?
You know, I got to make that decision. It's so interesting you asked that question. You know, me and my boys, I got about 10, 15 guys. We've been 26 straight years to Vegas for the Super Bowl. But we know it's going to be ridiculous and stupid and crazy. So we're trying to decide, to be honest with you. We got time before we worry. We've been 26 straight years. Vegas is the best place in the world for the Super Bowl. And we're like, yo, because the last time I went there for a big event was the NBA All-Star Game. And it was one of the worst experiences of my life. It took like 2 hours to go like two blocks. Yeah. You know, because everybody's there. All the riffraff drove in from around the country. I told them, I said, guys, why don't we all just come to my house? We can, because we play golf all weekend. Like, we play golf even on the Sunday of the Super Bowl. So we play golf all day Friday, all day Saturday, and we play Sunday morning. Because the game don't start at 3 o'clock Pacific. So I told the guys, I said, we got to make a decision. Either all y'all come and stay at my crib, or we go there and bear it. But the problem is you won't be able to get around. It's probably going to be hard to go play golf on Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. You know, my favorite parts of the Subway commercials are when they give you a short amount of time to get all those words in, and you're doing your damnedest to tread water to get all those words in describing the sandwich.
Dan, let me tell you something that's crazy. Number one, I have really enjoyed working with Subway. It's been amazing and fun and amazing, all the people they put in the commercial. When we first started doing the commercial, I thought it was the stupidest thing in the world. I really did. So, you know, I go in this little room and I'm talking like, hey, Dan Patrick, it's good to see you, blah, blah, blah. Hey, how the other guys doing? They're like, no, you got to go faster. I said, hey, Dan Patrick, how you doing? How the other guys doing? They're like, no, you got to go faster. I was like, nobody talks like that. And they're yelling at me because I'm on a Zoom with like 20 people. They're like, no, you got to go faster, Chuck. And I says, when I walked out the first, this is a true story, Dan. The first time I did the commercial, I called my agent. I said, man, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done in my life. But I got to admit, when they put it together, it works perfectly. But when I first did the commercial, I told my agent, I said, hey, I'm glad I cashed that check already, because it's going to be the worst commercial ever. But I give them credit. It's been a great relationship. But, man, you're right. And I'm screaming too, Dan. I'm talking as fast as humanly possible. I mean, I'm talking really fast and I'm screaming. And you're right. It's fun when I do it. But I'm screaming into a microphone for like 2 hours as fast as I can talk. I actually have to shut up for the rest of the day because I lose my voice.
Safe travels to Auburn. Great to talk to you again. Thank you, bud.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Hey, you guys be safe. Have a great weekend. War Damn Eagle.
That is Charles Barkley. We'll come back. If you're watching on Peacock, we'll take a peek at the Traeger Grills back after this. Kings Hawaiian. Keep that in mind. Slider Sunday coming up. Stock up now. Go to your bakery or deli section at your local store. Pick up this sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian Rolls and enjoy. What are you going to get? Well, you can get the original rolls, the OGs, slider buns, or the salty pretzel slider buns. Soft, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian Rolls. Perfect for any football get-together. Now, they say Slider Sunday. It can be Slider Saturday if you want to. Heck, Slider Friday. There are so many great combinations, and it all starts with King's Hawaiian. You want a little recipe inspiration? They've got that. KingsHawaiian.com. The beer-braised bratwurst sliders. Brats in your favorite beer for braising. Cheese sauce, mustard, bell peppers, onions, all served on sweet, salty King's Hawaiian pretzel slider buns. What are you waiting for? Football Sunday's all about food, fun, friends, and football. And King's Hawaiian. King's Hawaiian, kingshawaiian.com, and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
All righty. Boom, boom, boom. Closing up shop here. A Meat Friday as we have seafood on the Traeger grills. All together, including Marvin. Here's Todd Rundgren. And I...
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
Thank you, Marvin. All righty. Oh, look who's joining us. It's the Miami Heat Insider. Of course, Dan Le Batard joined us the other day, the mouthpiece for the Heat. And he said that Dame Lillard was coming to Miami. He will be this season. He's just not going to stay there, Dan. So how's morale today?
All right. Let me begin this. I began the last one by professing publicly, loudly, borderline romantically, my love and respect for you. I'm going to start differently this time. And I'm going to tell your worldwide audience that you are a dirty trickster that I now I resent deeply, and I will explain myself in just a second. I know it's a short segment here, but for 20 years, basically, Dan Patrick, maybe not 20, but 15 years, he calls me when a Dolphin offensive line coach does cocaine off of his desk and sends a romantic video to an exotic worker in Las Vegas or some such Miami calamity to talk about the Dolphins, usually only something they've done wrong. I go and I make a bunch of people at ESPN mad by never asking permission to go on your show and just doing it anyway. And the Dolphins are finally 3-0. They finally have an exciting team. We have something positive to talk about. So Dan Patrick calls me and tricks me into talking about the Dolphins for a while. And then at the end, what does he do? He asks the question that makes me publicly a larger fool, more wrong than I've ever been about anything, in front of a worldwide intergalactic audience. The morale is, I was just going to curse. The morale is terrible. It is. Pat Riley keeps swinging and missing. He got three whales in 2010, and now Miami thinks every time there is a player available, Pat Riley should correct the mistake of Lillard not wanting to come here by now getting Luka and Anthony Edwards for Yurtsevin, that he should now just get Embiid and everybody. And they're mad because it looks like everyone that competes with the Heat in that conference where they finished as the eighth seed last year, those competitors have gotten better and Miami has not, because it's not just merely that Portland sent Damian Lillard not to Miami, but they sent him to a team that I thought was better than Miami before they got Damian Lillard. Dirty trickster.
You didn't have to guarantee that Dame was going to Miami, Dan.
I was wearing an actual Heat mouthpiece as I did so. I was not expecting for people to say this was a journalistic objective guarantee. You could barely understand me. I was muffling it through an actual Miami Heat mouthpiece.
You used to be a journalist. Now
right?
You're an entertainer. You're an entertainer.
I'm a sanctimonious, the worst kind of entertainer, a sanctimonious, self-important entertainer who gets things profoundly wrong in a way that echo from sea to shining sea.
That should be the name of your show. It's a little wordy, but that should be the name of your show from now on.
Because of you, it's going to be the thing on my tombstone.
Well, you always have the Dolphins this season, Dan.
Oh, I hope Tua doesn't get injured just based on you and me talking.
My best to the crew there and Stu Gotts. And thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Dan.
No, you don't. Yes, you have sent me spiraling into the weekend with national and international shame. You don't care how my weekend is.
That's Dan Le Batard, host of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gott.
International is very funny.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking international.
International shame.
Yeah, then I'm sorry about that. He's a good sport. He's a good sport. This day in sports history, Paul.
Not a lot today. The first college football game was televised in 1951 on a network, CBS in color. It was the University of California against the University of Pennsylvania, a burner.
Okay.
And Magic Johnson in 1992 announced he was returning to professional basketball.
Greg Maddux and Mike Maddux became the first brothers to pitch against one another on this date, 1986. Warren Sapp was sacked and a record-tying 12 times in a loss against the Cowboys in 1985. 12 times. Willie Mays made that famous over-the-shoulder catch. Vic Wirtz is the one who hit the ball, and that was when the Giants beat the Indians game one of the World Series. Sean Alexander had 5 touchdowns in the first half in a win against the Vikings 2002. Man, Sean Alexander was a thing there for like 3 years, it felt like. Did he have like 28, 29 touchdowns 1 year? Rhett in Washington. Hi, Rhett. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I am a first-time caller.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to say thank you for your show. I have a lot of good memories listening with my dad. He's the one who showed me. He's been a fan of you guys for a while, so that's pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Rhett. I appreciate that. My best to your father. Barry in Santa Fe.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi,
good morning, chat row. I would like to offer Marvin $500 cash money to spill a beer on Tay-Tay on Sunday.
Well, you wouldn't do that. Barry, why would you say that? Why would you say that?
Oh, she's an egomaniac, and I've had enough of both of them.
they haven't been around a lot. And I says it says more about you, Barry. Go spill a beer on Taylor Swift?
I'm going to recommend, Marvin, don't take
it. Yeah, don't do that. Do not do that.
Definitely not.
Todd, who was in numerology, I gave the over-under how many times Taylor would be on camera. I said 15. And Todd goes, well, there's numerology attached to the number you came up with.
Travis Kelce's jersey is 87. 8 plus 7 is 15. And their star quarterback wears number 15. So 15 is a good number.
All right. Just throwing it out there. Over-under for Taylor, if she goes. 15 cameos. All right, Todd, what'd you learn today?
Sean Salisbury once kind of went on a lunch date with Heather Locklear. Actually, they just met so he can pay off a USC-UCLA bet.
Although he texted me and he said, hey, there's more to the story, but LOL. And I went, whoa. I'll have to call him after
Heather
the show.
Locklear.
Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, Sean Salisbury not only dated, but made out with Heather Locklear.
Well, apparently so. Marvin.
No one cared about Chuck at Auburn.
No, they didn't. Paulie?
Salisbury once engaged to Heather Locklear. Really.
No, it wasn't engaged. Traeger Grills, they did it again. The Flat Rock, Flat Top Grill is a game changer. There's a grill for you. Up to 20% off select grills for military members at Traeger.com. Up to 15% off select accessories for military members at Traeger.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to talking to you on Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The fully electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is innovation on a magnificent scale. Available with the epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.